welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from ZK Live with Zach Kinney. In this episode, Zach takes it back with a live monologue and talks about various topics and issues in the painting and contracting industry.
So, anyone that has questions or topics they want to hear about, please put, there's a little question mark down there. Please go ahead and just fill them in. But I'm here for an hour charging my car. Really excited about this new Tesla because I get to get rid of my Tundra. I have a Tundra so I can tow a large cargo trailer that we move our doors in. And this Tesla Model Y will tow that trailer. And with the gas savings, it ends up costing me the same amount, although it's probably going to end up being cheaper now as gas prices go up. With the amount I drive, this Tesla is actually going to be cheaper than my Tundra, which is awesome because it has auto drive and it's amazing in traffic, and I'm in traffic all the time. So very excited. June 10th, I get a tow hitch so I can actually tow the trailer. So we're moving into the modern age with an electric tow vehicle that can tow things and get great gas mileage, and this thing's nuts. But we just had an awesome day today. We had a team day at the shop where we did safety training. We did, we went over our core values and our sort of employee handbook resource guide. We went over with all the team members. Then we went down to the shop and we did, I worked with one of our leads and we made up a plan and we went over a lot of basic painting stuff for our apprentices so that we could get just some more time, not on site, not in all that pressure, and go over a deeper I think it's very important that our painters know why are we doing what we're doing. I believe that for our company, especially, it's important that people understand why are we doing what we're doing. Like, it's one thing to say, take this primer and this brush and go put it on that surface. But if all you ever do is tell people to go follow this exact recipe, they can't ever then go and, like, if things change, they really don't have a lot of, you know, if they don't have a core competency and understand what's going on, you know, it's a lot tougher to go to a new project and then think on the fly and be creative. You know, we want all of our painters to be able to, we're a custom painting contractor. We are tailoring a paint scope and a experience to our client, right? We are not a blow and go price-based painting contractor. So we need people who can use, you know, critical thinking and can you and understand. So we went over like why Hololac versus Eco, why oil primer versus water-based primer. Passion for the craft is one of our core values, as is, you know, client first. Let's see if I can remember them. Client first, passion for the craft, continuous improvement, perception is reality, and the fifth one. I'm spacing. But it was a great day. You know, we were able to sit in the shop, answer questions, go over things, get a uniform. The team is now working on the same page together. First of all, the whole team was in the same space at once. These are things that I never had. When I, growing up in painting, like, I never had a boss who took us all and said, we're going to take an entire day and we're going to spend it in the shop not producing paint jobs, not producing revenue. And I think that there's no question if we want to continue to elevate what we're doing and if we want to, you know, paint at the highest levels and run a real company with people who know what's going on and feel supported, These team meetings are so huge for us. And so it was awesome. It was a whole day of just, you know, bonding, getting over the little details, the little things that sort of get like ignored when you're on a project, just like going like one thing after another, sometimes best practice as far as like, how are we going to set up our cut pots and how are we going to clean up our cut pots? Well, let's all do this together and let's all be on the same page. Right. And, just trying to professionalize our business even more and get more predictable results, for our clients as we continue to add team members and grow as a painting company. It would be one thing if we did the same thing all of the time. It's a little easier to put systems into place and teach people, but we need to teach concepts. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why this caulking versus this caulking? And then it was like, well, here's how we caulk. And painters out there know that's one of the, especially in the high end, that's one of the biggest things you can mess up is caulking. If you don't caulk properly, that's not a quick fix. If someone made a mistake caulking, it's not something you can just like sand it out. So that was awesome. We went over that. We had the virtual reality paint sprayer set up and we had everybody on the simulator, VR headset on with the different metrics, looking at their score and then respraying the same piece with that feedback of what could I do better, and then watching people's scores get better. And we only did this for a short period of time, but watching people's scores get better as they paint the same piece over and over again with no setup, no cleanup, no paint waste. The virtual reality paint sprayer is no joke. It is an unbelievable tool for teaching because your feedback loop is so short. You make a mistake, you see it right away. Like, you know, and it's one thing to spray a big flat panel and to get the technique right. But now when you put in, you know, corners, how do you paint, spray a ceiling and walls that all meet? That's not, you know, you can do it if the bar is it all white now? Or is it all this color now? But what if the bar is, does it all have the same amount of paint and it's a uniform finish? And especially at the higher levels, you know, with gloss, it better be all very within a thin margin of error. And if you get too much paint someplace, if you have a bad technique on how you turn that corner, you're going to have drips, and drips are very expensive to fix, you know? We didn't go as deep as problem solving like that. What we did was try to create an environment. Bruce asked, did you teach your apprentices problem solving when it comes to product and reaction and isolation of problem? I'm not looking for my apprentices right now at this stage to be doing a lot of problem solving as far as like paint application error goes. You know, that's going to be the leads and us to setting up a system and a paint spec or a schedule, with a work order that sort of fixes those things. But it's having everyone just feel like they're on the same page. We do the same thing. We use the same, we got all of our sundries. I think we have all of our sundries now in bulk, ready to rock. Everyone's using the same roller naps. Everyone's using the same everything, which is going to be huge. There's going to be a par stock that just stays in all the vans. You know, we got the vans. You first get the vans, you got to keep working. So, you know, no, we never stopped to like load the vans very intentionally. And, you know, we're pretty far away from what Slavic has with his tote system, with everything perfectly, with little freaking pictograms and everything. Gloss work will drive you crazy for sure. Paint is life, was saying. And that's where, if you can spray this, if you can get on the simulator and you can get high scores on the simulator, when you go to real life, you have that muscle memory now, right? How am I going to spray an inside of a cabinet box to the outside of a frame? Or how am I just going to spray a cabinet frame, right? And again, if you're, a lot of products these days are built, are designed with a fairly large margin for error. But a lot of the products we use don't have a very large margin for error. So you have to have good technique. And the simulator is unbelievable at how accurate that feedback is. And you can just quickly go, oh, whoa, that was not the way. I took a piece and you're like, you start to do it and you're like, oh, wait, that's not. Clearly that's when there's a heat map and it shows you too little, too much, and just right. You can see as you spray, how is the technique supposed to go, right? You don't get that when you paint with real paint from a gun. You don't get to see the mill thickness build up. You have to wait till something drips or doesn't drip or is dry spray or has orange peel and it dries, right? We use Hollenack Brilliant all the time and Hollenack Satin all the time, and those have narrow margins for error. Yeah, it's VR. The virtual reality simulator, you put that headset on. I'd never done VR before. When you put that headset on, you feel you are now, your body and you are in a spray booth and you are holding that gun, and there is a piece of wood paneling or a cabinet box or you name it. It's sitting in front of you and you walk around it. You don't walk through it, even though you could, because there's nothing actually there. So I would love to take my guys to visit facilities. Colin, do you ever give tours? Yeah, Colton, we have classes. We have a school called ZK Finishing School. We have people, actually it's this weekend. So we have two classes this weekend. We have a social media class. So Thursday, Friday, we're going to have, I think, four or five companies who are going to be there. And we're going to spend 2 days intensively going over social media marketing, and how you can take what you're doing and put it on social media so that it brings in revenue. We'll do over 1 million this year from Instagram. And that's because of very intentional posting and being very intentional about our plan. And then we also have what we call Fine Paints of Europe training, which is fine finish training. So that's Saturday, Sunday. And Saturday, we're going to have, we had a company back out, so we only have two people this weekend. So they're going to get the best experience ever. They're going to do all the things that are prep, site prep, prepping surfaces, sanding, priming, dust control. How do you look? I think a lot of guys don't really understand how air movers and air scrubbers work and what the difference is and how to set them up and how to control environments. We go into great detail, right? It's two long days, very intensive. And then now we're going to use this paint sprayer, the virtual reality simulator, to really hone in and get instant feedback. Like now, before I'm teaching people in a booth, it's loud. The booth is running. We have black Hollenack. It's expensive. We're spraying out samples. Those samples are expensive to prep. And then when they get drips on them, to sand out those drips and respray them. And it's a lot of stuff that goes into that. So this way, we're going to start with the virtual reality simulator first. And then we're going to go down into the booth. And that, I think, is going to dramatically increase what people get out of it. And they're going to be a lot better when they finally go pull that trigger on the system. What car system do we get? Thank you. What car system do we get? Colton, send me a DM and we'll get you information. I think we have a painter from Seattle this weekend and another painter from Maryland, I think. And then we have a contractor from, what VR system do we get? So we're using a company called SimSpray. We bought their VR setup. It's not an inexpensive tool. I don't think many people are going to be buying them for themselves. We bought it for the school, but with the school, we felt like it was a great investment. We actually moved out of our other space that we haven't officially, we were reconsidering it, but we're thinking about reducing our overhead because now we can do so much more with that simulator. I'm excited to take people's game to another level and show that, like, yeah, you should. It Spray's Life was talking about sending an O-RAM painting down. Oh, yes, Lena is here. Lena came to ZKFS. She said it's very intense and totally worth it. You should see what she's doing. I can't wait to see that project. Yeah, Tara Painting from Seattle is coming down. We're excited to have him. We just got off a Zoom call. I'm drinking Red Bull because I'm so exhausted today. Let's see. I got a question here. Todd's and Sherwin-Williams are recently short on paints. How does that affect ZK Painting? Well, we're really lucky, and all of our paint comes from Holland. And as of right now, there's not been any shortages of fine paints of Europe. There was a little scare about oil primer, but it was about a week long. And I think most people got their oil primer. We didn't really feel anything. But our paint has been coming in just business as usual. So I've not had to deal with the shortages of paint. We got the new metal sprayer set up today. That's pretty intense. That machine, had to take the filter out of it. That was a pro tip. If you buy that sprayer to spray Vero metal, take the filter out, because the filter filtered all the metal and we were spraying like solvent, and eventually we weren't spraying anything because the filters were clogged with just like a ton of metal. But we have that Vero metal project. We're going to be spraying an entire, powder room in nickel, real nickel silver. So this pump is going to allow us to spray a whole powder room, ceilings, walls, and trim in a very effective manner. If anyone who's sprayed Vero, it's a fast drying polyester, and we usually use a cup gun, but you can't spray this room with a cup gun. It would be brutal. Spraying upside down, you wouldn't be able, it just wouldn't happen. So we've invested in this crazy dual diaphragm. Excuse me. The pump actually sucks down through the hopper, and is always cycling. It's recycling the whole time. It's actually, it comes in and then down a little curve. So it spins, and it's like agitating the paint in the hopper the whole time. That's one of the pumps, because the metal is literally just a bunch of powdered metal and it will settle. So the pump is constantly circulating. And then there's another pump somehow that then takes that cycling, and there's another pump that then runs it to a gun. So we were using an air-assisted airless gun spraying Vero metal today, and it was laying out like a dream. Not for small jobs, I'll tell you that. It required a lot of extra material to fill the line. It required a ton of acetone to clean. But for large projects, there's not a better way to do it. That was very clear. So I still have some, I think I have some gold on me, or some brass. I got some metal on me still. But it, you know, it was a good day. It was a day of sharpening the axe, right? Which is, it's easy to talk about, but I didn't grow up in a painting company that ever stopped to sharpen the axe like this. And so there's a part of me that's like, oh, we wouldn't create any revenue today. But what we did was we laid a groundwork to create more revenue at a higher level for tomorrow and all the days to come. So I believe that that's important, to slow down, to go fast, you know? So we did it. What else is going on? This is an interesting, it's so much easier. So I do a similar version of this for you. Some of you guys are patrons, Patreon members, and you know I do this on Sunday nights, and I do a Q&A, but I haven't done it on Instagram Live for quite a while. I did it back in the day. How's the Tesla, David Summer said? The Tesla is beyond amazing. I couldn't be more excited, especially as gas prices go up, but I couldn't be more excited. Spray's Life said, my axe is more like a sledgehammer. Well, you got to sharpen the sledgehammer sometimes too, because that's a really bad analogy on my part. A funny joke though. But yes, I think this Tesla is, I spend a lot of time in the car. I go earn. I'm an earner when I'm out meeting with clients, selling jobs, and managing projects. But mostly meeting clients. And that requires, we have a wide work range, work area range. So that requires me driving a lot. And so I'll tell you, this thing has, I bought the autopilot feature. And I said, this thing in traffic is a godsend. It's amazing. You don't have to touch the steering wheel or the pedals. It just, it follows along in traffic. It's amazing. So it's definitely going to like take some stress away from me through all my long commutes. It looks, it's just cool as hell inside. I'll tell you that. It's like a spaceship in here. I can't even, like, it's unbelievable, the inside. It's super minimalistic. And it's beyond what I mean, I've wanted one for a long time. And now that I finally got one, I'm so glad I did it. I wish I did it sooner. Because I can tow my trailer. So what do I need a giant Tundra with 14 miles a gallon? Although I love that truck. I do really love it. I think it's so beautiful. When I drove, my wife was driving it to my shop last night, and I was driving next to her, and I was like, God, that thing is beautiful. And it's, you know, it has 126,000 miles and will go probably to 300,000, but it's a big old truck. Parking it in the city is a pain in the butt and doesn't get very good gas mileage. Hours in my van last year, wasted time. Yeah, I look at it as the commuting time is just cost of doing business. Like for me and the market I serve, you know, if I go to drive and spend 3 hours driving to go secure an ideal project for our team, you know, at the price that we need it at, like cost of doing business, you know, the type of jobs that we're doing, they're not a ton of them 20 minutes from my house. Like I couldn't sustain a company doing what we do only working 20 minutes from my house. And so, you know, more what it is we, if clients are flexible and willing to spend more money to have us there, you know, we'll eat the drive time, and I will eat the drive time of the commute managing it all. Tomorrow I'm delivering nine interior doors from that condo project that we're on. They are beautifully sprayed in the shop to match the site with Hollandlack satin, and they're all cured up and ready to go. They're in the trailer right now. I'm going to just load up the truck and drive away. We'll get to the site, we'll wheel them off, and then we'll slowly, one at a time, bring them up into the elevator and have them hung. And it's been awesome for the site, the guys on site, not to have all those entry doors in the way. When you're on a project, you know, in a condo with not a lot of space, and you're spraying all the trim in multiple colors, it's nice to have the doors off. So shout out to Fast Rack. Unbelievable. Could not do what we do without Fast Rack. How do you manage crew morale if they have to drive long ways for projects? That's it. Like that's the toughest part. It's making sure that you have a great team and a great work environment, and it's great projects, and we're doing things to fill in the gaps, because yeah, it's a tax. It's a taxing thing to commute to work long distances. So we manage the morale by doing everything else we possibly can to make it an awesome place to come to work, because the one crappy thing is we have to commute to do a lot of that work. I think we are going to be going out to the Hamptons soon to do a gloss room. If I talked to a designer today, and it sounds like we got a gloss room in the Hamptons. So, you know, that's going to be tough traveling and staying out there. We have a project in DC. That one's going to be tough too, but you know, people will get paid a premium and they'll get to do really cool work with people they like. And so, you know, we'll make it work. But it's definitely the toughest part of what we do is the commuting. Let's see, what else is going on? Boy, I've been slacking hardcore on Instagram. I tried to like take a vacation, and it was like a semi-vacation where I like came back to work for like a fundraising, for like a golf tournament, but I still left and then came back and then left again. And so I'm trying to, I think I'm kind of refreshed from a little bit of time off. It wasn't a lot. Do you teach your guys removing and reattaching doors, or just one guy that is good with the carpentry aspect? So we are, there's a GC on this project. We're not working for the GC, but they are doing things. And so they are going to hang the doors for us. We try to have carpenters hang doors whenever possible. We have a gloss door that we're doing in Cambridge that I just got the phone with the carpenter. And the carpenter will take the door off and make sure it's all fit right. And then may or may not be installing it. We might just rehang it after. But yeah, removing doors, if you don't use those airbags, that's huge. Without the airbags, I mean, taking doors on and off, heavy solid core doors is a pain. But those airbags that you can get and just pump them up with your hand, that changes the game. But the team is looking good. We're continuing to bring up the lower skill people who are newer and just keep stacking skills on them. And we keep stacking skills on our leads. More of the skills, a lot of the skills are the painting, because what we do is fairly unique. And if you haven't been doing what we're doing, if you haven't been in our company for a while, there's definitely a learning curve. But, you know, a lot of it is just like instilling our core values into our team. So that I'm sorry, I know I'm biased, but our guys on site look like $1 million. We are like, the uniforms look so good. The organization, we're putting on a show. We know we're putting on a show. And, you know, that builds a lot of trust with our clients. And it's been huge. Just getting the branding right and spending the money in places that is not creating revenue. That's always been a hard thing for me coming up in this business. Like, I didn't see a lot of that. And I didn't ever have any money to ever not just be producing, I thought. And I never was stopping to do all the other things that support the business that aren't just putting paint on walls. I was so focused on just putting paint on walls all the time. And that's great. That's what employees should be doing. Owners, it's a tougher argument to make that as an owner, I should be spending that much time and energy only focus on applying paint. We were doing we're talking about brushing wall paint today and how to use a brush, how to load a brush, you know, different techniques for, you know, some people are wipers, some people are tappers, back rolling our cut-ins, right? That's a standard practice that we always do. We're going to always back roll our cuts. And I was showing some of that stuff and I realized, like, I haven't really like got a paintbrush, like a real paintbrush, and painted a wall in a long time. And that's so fun, but I don't do it anymore. It's not a good use of my time in the company. I would be hurting the whole team if I was on a job painting walls. My job is to go tomorrow, deliver these doors, go have 2 client meetings, and meet with a designer. And, you know, that's what I need to be doing. I'm out in front, making sure that we have work for tomorrow and the next day and, you know, all those things. And I'm lucky that we just have this amazing team of people that are like just pulling their weight and some. And, you know, I don't know. I'm just really grateful for all of that. And, you know, the quality of work has to be there, but if you don't have great human beings that are doing that work, you know, it's still not the same experience for the client. So, like we're doing some touch up miscellaneous stuff for a client. And, one of our newer guys, Drew, was doing it, and she's, you know, she's loving him, like loves the experience. Hey, can you do some more stuff here? Can you do some more stuff here? And he's making it a positive experience to have a painter in your house, right? Like, it shouldn't be the end of the world. Bruce Middleton asks, how did you get your start? And what's your background in business? I got my start painting picnic tables at 14 years old. And then I painted through high school and a couple years of college I did. And then I came home and worked out of my Ford Taurus with my little giant ladder and my little orange plastic toolbox from Home Depot with my brushes in it. And anyone that would pay me $15 an hour to paint something, I was painting it. And that was about 9-10 years ago. And little by little, I've studied, I've read a lot of books. I listened to a lot of smarter people than me. And I've tried to figure out what am I worst at? What are getting in the way? What are lead dominoes that I can work on that are going to make everything else easier? And I continue to focus on, you know, being effective and learning and growing and changing and admitting that I've messed that up, or I'm not very good at this. Maybe I should figure out how to get better at this, or I should find someone and hire them to fill in that void. But I think a lot of my story is just trying to be brutally honest about realities of my skill set and my reality, what's going on here, and not sugarcoating things to myself and making incremental change, just little incremental change to get better. I think that's really the biggest thing. I'm definitely I don't mean to show off. I'm proud of this Tesla. I think it's amazing. It's also pretty nice that it costs the same to own as my Tundra. But yes, this Tesla's amazing. I love it. I happen to be charging it right now because I don't have my charger at my house set up yet. So I have to do the supercharging at the grocery store in the parking lot. But yeah, complete moonroof. This thing is like, I'm going to put my million seltzers down. This thing is like a spaceship in here. There's nothing. It's just this and nothing. But very cool. What made you want to be the best and run the type of business you do versus subcontractor, motor, blow and go? It was my wiring. Like I just love quality, high quality craftsmanship. I always did. It was in my DNA. Like I wanted to go deeper and more thorough. And then I wanted to go research and study better ways. And like, I'm a learner. I love to learn. I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to grow. And I got into this loving doing high quality work way more than I didn't love running a business. That's to say I got into loving running a business would be a joke. I'm learning to love to run a business because I think that's the best way I can impact the world is by having a great company that people can come work for, and by having, we can do more good, if you will. I know it's just painting, but you can do more good. I believed I could, and I had the capacities. I was blessed with the talents to be able to get this far and to continue to grow. And if I was doing a subcontractor model, blow and go, I wouldn't be doing it. I'd be in a different industry doing something else at a high nerdy level. It's just the way I am. And I'm really lucky that I'm in a market. Now I have to travel for that market, as we talked about, but I'm in a market that can bear the costs of doing ultra high level craft. And I know some people are not in that market. It doesn't mean there's still a level of craft that can be, that the market can float. But I think most of us painters were missing out on the customer service end way more than we are on the applying paint end. Like, I think we apply paint is not our problem. It's not the thing we need to get better at the most. Oh man, he finishes, said, I don't think you really understand the impact you've made in the trade. It means a lot. I'm glad to hear that. A lot of why I do this is because when I was younger, I was ravenous for content and information and how do I get better? Like I said, I love to study and learn. And it was really hard to study and learn. Like we were talking with the apprentices today. There's a few of us older guys in the company. You know, no one's that old, but Derek is the oldest guy in the company, and he's got, I think, 25 years in the business, something like that. I'm horrible remembering that stuff, but he's got a lot of experience working for a lot of paint companies. And there's a couple other people who have been in the business. And like the business I grew up in, the painting industry I grew up in, was not an industry where there was like, hey, guy, I know you've been sanding for 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and you're probably getting sick of that. Let me get you a spray gun and help you spray and teach you how we're going to spray primer. Like, that's what we're doing. We're trying to make this a place where people are, they're treated as humans, and they're given a taste of all the stuff, not just, Derek was saying that he didn't get to touch a paintbrush for like 3 years in his apprenticeship in the union. You know, just sanding, caulking, prepping, masking. Like, for 3 years. I'm sorry, but that's I don't think that's the best way to get great painters. Is it a way to get good painters? I'm sure there's been, that's how it's been done for a long time. But I think that the way we're approaching things is like, hey, you're a smart human being. I don't need to keep my secrets from you. I want you to do awesome. Let me show you how we're going to spray. Now, you're not going to spray this whole finish job, but let me give you a gun, show you how the machine works, and you can spray some primer. Like, why did someone have to wait 3 years to be able to have that opportunity? Because a lot of people are going to leave before the 3 years. Peter the Great said, man, it's always so secretive. We have to try and make sure people are allowed to ask questions and learn. Yeah. Wolf Decorating, just want to say thanks for the Armstrong Clark product suggestion, having it shipped north of the border. Always learning. You got it. My power washer, I used to sub work to years ago. The first guy, he was the first guy that turned me on to Armstrong Clark. And he was like, hey, have you heard about this stuff? I was at a conference and I saw this guy, them write their name on a fence. Then they stained the fence and it didn't lap. And I was like, no way, let me get some of this. And ever since I tried Armstrong Clark for the first time, I'm their biggest fan. I'll tell everybody. We're going to be making some videos for them this summer because Armstrong Clark will change your game. Yeah, man, I didn't touch a spray gun working for a painting company my entire life. When I worked for my dad, I grabbed a spray gun and did some stuff, but we weren't a real painting company. But when I worked for other painters, like, it was the senior guy, he got to touch the sprayer and use the sprayer, and it was like this, like, big scary thing. I'm sorry, but paint sprayers are not big and scary. They can cause a lot of damage if you don't know what you're doing, but they're also not rocket science. And so I think it's important to take the younger people and give them, you know, something to look forward to and have some fun there, you know? That's how we were taught on a crew, throwing drop cloths for a day or two, then masking windows, then spraying with a 6-foot pole 3 weeks into my career. That's awesome. Yeah, my phone is going to die soon and my car is charged in 10 minutes. Does anybody else have anything they want to talk about before one of these shorter ZK Lives ends? Especially now with a simulator, man. I'll throw anybody on the sprayer because we can clean up that mess with the click of a button. And start from scratch again. This VR headset thing is like, I'm so excited. We're going to have much better paint sprayers much faster now in my company and everyone who comes to ZK Finishing School. Yeah, in Colorado, clients want your finishes at a tenth of the price. Well, it just comes down to education. What I say is, like, I have a thing. Do you want this thing? Okay, well, here's the price of this thing. If you don't want to pay the price of this thing, no problem. I'll find somebody else that wants this thing. And I said something last night. The paint job is not, the next Q&A is actually going to be on Sundays from now on. I promise, Peter. But yeah, come out to ZK Finishing School. Send me that DM. I think you're going to be impressed. We have all full-time employees. Yep. We don't have any part-time people right now. And we're at a good number. 8 people is like a good number for us. It might go to 9, maybe 10 at the max. Yeah, they pay full price for their Jordans. Why not for us? Nice. Someone said they're saving their money for ZK Finishing School. We have, big announcement. I've said this a couple other places. We have a painter's conference in Rhode Island on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. It's called the Paint Nerd Reunion because all of us paint nerds, we're cut from the same cloth. It's like we already know each other. So we're going to reunite, even though we probably haven't met each other, a lot of us. And we're going to have a 3-day event where Nick Slavik's going to teach a special masterclass. I'm going to do a presentation. We're going to do roundtable, just networking roundtable discussions where you rotate and talk with people in a small group. And then we're going to have a golf tournament at the end. And if you're not good at golfing, that doesn't matter. You can just come out and have fun and hit the ball around. It's not a high pressure type of thing. It's going to be really fun. So if you guys are interested, the first 50 people who sign up, it's either going to be $2,000 or $2,500 with all your meals included. We're trying to figure out pricing from the venue and get it all wrapped up. But it's going to be about $2,000 for a three-day event in Rhode Island, October 16th, 17th, and 18th. I am super excited about it. We're going to bring people from all over the country that are like-minded. Some people will be two levels ahead of somebody. Some people will be two levels behind other people. And we're going to talk with all levels of people. And I know it's going to up the game. 12 to 16. Yeah, you know, that's crazy. I got 8% life. And I got 10 minutes of supercharging. Send me a DM. And we don't have a sign-up sheet for Paint Nerd Reunion yet, but if you sign up early, you'll lock in your spot. But the venue, this first time, I'm going to cap it, I think, at 50 people, because the venue was either like, you can use this space for that's 50 people for very much less, or if you're going to do more than 50, it's a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother thing, and the prices are way different, and I think that we're going to keep it small and limit it to 50 people this first time. And then it's going to be a thing we'll do every year. I know it. Face-to-face, a whole three-day weekend with other like-minded people is so invigorating to the soul as a contractor, or just a paint nerd or a crafts person. It's going to be a place to just get invigorated, to learn some stuff, to mostly to meet great people and develop those relationships that maybe some of us, if you can come make it to Rhode Island, man, come on over. We'd love to have people international. If you're a paint nerd, get over here, man. Book a trip. It's October 16th, 17th, and 18th. You got plenty of time to plan. October 16th, 17th, and 18th. My man, I hope you come. Lou will be there. Unless he's got something going on. But you could get in now. Come on. Everyone's vaccinated. We're like, you don't have to wear masks at the stores anymore. They have to let you Canadians in soon. The weather in October should be decent. It shouldn't be cold. 16th, 17th, and 18th. Yep. Send me a DM. The logo's almost done. We're going to have a landing page or something. We're going to probably just build our own little bootleg website so you can like sign up. The website for the ZK Finishing School is almost done. They're still like not, it's still not up. So we have an Instagram page, ZK Finishing School. It's going to be in Providence, essentially, is where it's going to be. But yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun, and it's just getting started. We're going to have the virtual paint sprayer simulator, the VR simulator. We're going to have contests to see who's the best paint sprayer. So if you think you can lay down the most even coating on complex objects and flat panels, we're going to have a tournament to see, and we're going to award some prizes for the best paint sprayer. So I hope to see you guys there. And then, are you sure golf is fun? I promise we're going to have fun golfing, even if you're not good at golfing. I promise. So my phone's about to die. I apologize for not having a guest. I'll work on getting that right for next week. I appreciate you guys sticking around. I hope to see you guys at Paint Nerd Reunion. I'll have more information on it soon, but stay tuned.
Paint Ed podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.